Welcome in, everyone. I'm Michael here. We are jumping into Proverbs 29, this teaching. And listen, if you're listening podcast or video, welcome in. As you know, we've been going through 31 chapters of Proverbs. We're in 29 right now. If you've missed the beginning, obviously you want to go back and watch the rest. But I want to jump into 29 here before we do. Let's have a word of prayer, okay? Father, we just want to thank you for this time that we can be together. We ask that you would use your word to encourage our hearts. And the goal here is to take one or two tidbits away that we can apply to our lives, God. So we just pray through your Holy Spirit that you would give those listening and watching wisdom. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Proverbs 29 again. Grab your Bible. NLT version is what I'm reading from. A physical Bible is recommended. And let's jump in. All right, verse 29. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will be destroyed beyond recovery. I think of this stubbornly refuses to accept criticism. It reminds me of like someone like just you're pulling them. You're trying to pull them into truth. Come on, please. Would you please come over here? And they're like, no, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. No, I don't want it. Right? That's stubbornly refusing criticism, constructive criticism. And it says that they will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. Not just be destroyed, but be destroyed beyond recovery. So think about that in your life. Be willing to accept constructive criticism for people that actually care about you in life. Verse 2, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. Again, another verse talking about leadership and the importance of godly leadership. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but if he hangs around with prostitutes, his wealth is wasted, right? Hey guys, little kind of caution for you. Get your right head making decisions for your life, okay? Get your right head. You know, you got two of them. Get your right head making decisions for your life so that way you don't jump into stupid things. Verse 4, a just king gives stability to his nation, but the one who demands bribes destroys it. To flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. Evil people are trapped by sin. Evil people are trapped by sin. So it's sin is us doing, actively doing things that are against the things of God, actively doing things that are wrong in God's eyes. And the Bible says here in verse 6 that evil people are trapped by sin, but the righteous escape shouting for joy. The godly care about the rights of the poor and the wicked don't care at all. We've seen that as a theme as well. Mockers, verse 8, can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. Have you ever noticed someone that just stirs up strife? They're literally in a place where they almost love to get under people's skin. But the wise will calm anger, slowing down, listening, not pushing an idea or an agenda. I got to tell you, I haven't always done that, right? It's for me, I've learned over the years. Hopefully that's the goal. Remember, the goal here is getting better, not perfection, but improving. All right, verse 9, if a person takes a fool to court, there will be ranting and ridicule, but no satisfaction. It's kind of like taking a poor person to court or somebody, you know, it's just, it's a waste of time, right? Not that you want to take people to court, by the way. I'm not suggesting that, right? The bloodthirsty hate blameless people, but the upright seek to help. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. This has to do, and this is speaking about self-control, which was talked about in previous chapters, but it says fools vent their anger. In other words, they're just going to let it out. They're going to let it all out. They're going to blow up on people. But the wise hold it back. Now, there may have been times in life, in your life, I know in my life, where I didn't do a good job of venting my anger. It just kind of came out. But as I've grown, I've realized that not only in reading God's word, getting counsel from other people, but I've realized that that doesn't do any good, right? So it tells us here that the wise quietly hold it back. So let's strive to be wise. When you get angry, do you hold back or do you vent it? What it doesn't say here is that wise people never get angry. So don't miss that. You know, don't think that, well, okay, as I grow in the Lord, as I become more wise, then I will never get angry. That's not true. You will get angry. Okay, it's going to happen. The question is, what are you going to do when it does happen? And verse 11 shows us a contrast of what foolish people do versus what wise people do. Verse 12, if a ruler pays attention to liars, all of his advisors will be wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. Verse 14, as if a king judges the poor fairly, his throne will last forever. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. You know, there's a lot of scripture here in Proverbs talking about disciplining your children, but doing it honoring and doing it right. When the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes, but the godly will live to see their downfall. That's encouraging for many out there trying to live a life of integrity and live a life that's honoring to the Lord. They say, gosh, you know, the wicked are in authority. It's chaos. It's crazy. The Bible says here, the godly will live to see their downfall. Verse 17, discipline your children and they will give you peace of mind and make you your heart glad.
Huh.
When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Now, I think this is so important because this is God's word telling us we need divine guidance, not just guidance, not just wisdom, but divine guidance. The source of all wisdom in life is God, true wisdom in a lot of ways. And so we need to get into his word to understand what it is. Without it, it says that people run wild, right? People that don't accept divine wisdom. Words alone will not discipline a servant. The words may be understood, but they are not heeded. That's the old adage of listening or hearing and not doing. You know, it's kind of like parents, by the way, when you tell your kids, hey, do this, do this, do this, do this, and then you live a completely different way yourself. It's the idea of do as I say, not as I do. That doesn't work well. We got to be in a place where we do what we say, and then our kids will watch us and follow us. Verse 20, there is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. A servant pampered from childhood will become a rebel. That's a great example, parents, by the way. Now, it's talking about a servant here, but I think we can apply that to our children. Don't over-coddle or over-pamper your kids. Remember, champions are made on feather beds, are not made on feather beds. In other words, you have to be in a situation where you got to go through some trials and challenges in life in order to develop and grow. So remember that, parents. An angry person starts fights, verse 22. A hot-tempered person commits all kinds of sin. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. Isn't that interesting? It's kind of the reverse. You would think that, like, someone thinking that they're puffing themselves up to say, hey, look at me, I did this and this and this. I'm so amazing. I'm awesome. Made me think of that song in the Lego movie where it says, everything is awesome. Okay, if you've ever watched that, I don't know why that hit my brain. But it says here, pride ends in humiliation while humility brings honor. So God actually works in reverse of how our culture works. Those that are humble will be lifted up. Those that are prideful will be torn down. So it's just a great question in our lives of, am I walking in a way that is prideful or am I walking in a way that is humble? That's a great question to ask that only you can really ask yourself and evaluate yourself. Verse 24, if you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. You are sworn to tell the truth, but you dare not testify. Think about that. What is it saying there? If you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. Why? Because if you have to tell the truth, you can't. And the reason you can't is because you assisted the thief. You're part of the crime, right? You were a part of the process. And so because of that, if you testify as to what happened with the thief, you're gonna become guilty yourself because you assisted them. So think about that. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice comes from the Lord. Verse 27, the righteous despise the unjust, the wicked despise the godly. That's a clear indicator, everyone, that in life, Jesus said it this way, in life you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And we see that at the end of the verse 27, the wicked despise the godly. I think so often in life we ask ourselves the question, why in the world are people angry at those doing good things? Like, why would they be angry at that? Well, tells us right here, the wicked despise the godly. Why? I don't know why. That's above my pay grade. But what I do know is evil people chase after evil things. And so we got to ask ourselves, is that going to keep us from doing godly things and good things in life? Hopefully not. Hopefully you're in a situation where you're saying, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to do what's honoring. I'm going to grow me, because I realize that as I grow me, it not only it affects me, but affects those around me. It affects my kids. It affects my grandkids. It affects my friends. They can choose themselves whether or not they want to follow down the same path. The point is not that they change because of you. The point is that they see you change. And then from that, they can choose then themselves to determine whether or not they would like to change also. All right? Hey, be blessed. We'll catch you Proverbs 30 next time. Share the show with someone that needs to hear it so they can join in with you on this journey. Talk to you soon.